In China, there's still anger among parents about the disproportionately high number of schools which collapsed in the earthquake. Not that you would learn much about the story from the official Chinese media. In a rare public demonstration, hundreds of angry parents protested in the southwestern town of Juyuan, demanding that criminal charges be laid against those responsible for shoddy construction work. But the story was not mentioned by any of the state-run television channels. Foreign Affairs editor Peter Kay filed this report from Beijing.
I think we should be optimistic and rebuild our hometown to be even more beautiful.
This boy from the local school has survived. He says he is lucky and has a reason to live.
I should study hard and go to a college. I will use the knowledge to rebuild my hometown.
Ever since China's chief of propaganda visited CCTV and the state news agency Xinhua to bring them into line with party policy and to urge positive coverage of the earthquake, the embarrassing story about allegations that corrupt officials took bribes to approve substandard construction work on schools has faded from the screens. In an extraordinary feat, the government yesterday reopened the school in the town of Juyuan, one of the worst affected towns near the epicentre. State television cameras, newspaper photographers and Xinhua were there to record the good news story. But so too were several hundred angry parents who'd lost their children when the original school in the town collapsed. There was no mention at all of the protests, however, on the CCTV channels, including the English language Channel 9.
In Dujiangyan, the first high school to resume classes after the quake, it's back to school. And this report now is on the reopening of the Juyuan High School.
On Monday, around 70 Juyuan High School students resumed classes at a temporary facility.
But while the government appears to have tamed the official media after the first week of allowing it full freedom, it's having less success with the bloggers, or netizens as they call themselves here. Some have begun compiling lists of schools which collapsed. They're asking uncomfortable questions about why the country's much-touted seismological agency provided no warning at all. And some have even dared to question the government-controlled media's unrelenting portrayal of Premier Wen Jiabao as the compassionate leader of the nation's rescue efforts.
The two leaders really care for the people here in China. The Chinese Premier
Wen Jiabao. This is Peter Cave reporting from Beijing for AM.